All right. I don't have a message for you today. I'm just mad. Apparently, I get that way. I was unaware how mad I can get. And I was reminded last night, as pastor, your wonderful Pastor Linda back there, I need to send her, somebody remind me to send her some flowers. She says she was reminding me of a time that I got mad. I did not realize I got that mad. Somebody had to show me, but she said that I got mad at her. She said I was mad at the world. Things weren't going just right. And she came into my office when I was there by myself. Now, I didn't know I could get that mad. But she said, I told her, get out. If you want your day to end good, you need to get out of my office right now. That's mad. That's Jonah mad, right? Well, I got Jonah mad again this week. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. And I said, I'm going to tell the people because they need to know. So, I want to start off by letting you know something. You are under the blessing or you are under the curse. I don't like this expression. How are you? I'm highly flavored and blessed. That's what I hear. You see, that means you've accepted where you are. You think you've reached as high as you're going to go. You're going to need help today, censor. You got some help? You better get some help. I'm mad. You're what? Highly favored and highly blessed. Really? Then that tells me one thing. You don't know how big the blessings can get. I'm not going to tell you that I'm highly blessed. Oh, no. I can tell you for a fact I walk in the blessing. Everywhere I go is in the blessing. I'm going to give you my strategy for walking in the blessing. I can't tell you how to fix your car. I don't really know. Now, I could tinker with it for 4 or 5 weeks. And make that thing run. Some of you could go out there and do it in 10 minutes. That's fine. If I need my car fixed, I'll talk to you. But what I do understand is how to walk in the blessing. My pastoral staff has been very careful watching me and doing some of the things I did. I did something yesterday that I did not want to do, but I understood that if I did it, I'd walk in the blessing. So a lot of them decided they were going with me to see if I'd actually do it. I did it because walking in the blessing is extremely important for the kingdom of God. We portray Jesus in a way that sometimes disgusts me. Jesus came and he adjusted, he made the adjustments. And we don't always understand which adjustments he made. So I'm here to teach you how to walk in the blessing. You're getting a prosperity message today. Now, the problem is we all want something for nothing and your chickens for free. Yes? Oh, I can prove it. I can prove it right now. Yesterday, I saw a raffle, and I saw a bucket of money in that raffle that probably exceeded our offering today. Because for a little bit of money, they had an opportunity to get a big, big amount of money. Yes? They wanted something for nothing and their chickens for free. Let me expand that a little bit. For you, our tyrannical government, am I okay? Am I allowed to say that? No, I'm not allowed to say that, am I? Our tyrannical government, who are running out of ways to take your money from you, developed a game. Oh, you see, I can't take any more of their taxes. They're already paying taxes after they paid the taxes after they paid the taxes. So I'm going to create a game, and I'll get those suckers, because you know why? They all want something for nothing. So we'll create a game. We'll call it Powerball. We'll call it Scratch Off 4, Pick 4, Pick 5, Pick 6. Because you see, after they created one game and they saw it was good, they just made up another game. They saw that one was good. Oh, we got some lottery players in here. Don't act. I can see your eyes seething with anger. You want something for nothing. You see, you want something for nothing, so they tricked you into voluntary taxation. I got a family member in the audience today besides my normal family member, so I'm going to just tell you a secret. My mother was tricked into voluntary taxation. She was hooked on the lottery, and she would want me to go get her lottery tickets. So I would take her money. Thank God it didn't hit. Woo! Something for nothing, baby. You ain't in here. Sean, you're a grown man. Start acting like it. All right. We want something for nothing. And our chickens for free. And that's a form of Christianity that's being taught to you hook, line, and sinker that does not work, will not work. We all get something for nothing. In fact, I saw a movie last night that expressed the love of God in the deepest way I've ever seen it expressed. We get something for nothing. We get God's love for nothing. There is nothing I have to do to get God's love. I don't have to preach to you for God to love me. I don't have to be moral for God to love me. I love the way the guy put it. He said, God loves you who you are, not who you should be. It's free. There's nothing that I can do to enhance that love. There is nothing I can do. And I can do some pretty bad things, apparently. Ask Pastor Linda. But see, when I threw Linda out of the office, God still loved me. Linda, not so much. But in all fairness, I've thrown my wife out of the office. I've thrown Pastor Jim out of the office. I've thrown most everybody out of the office. And if I haven't thrown you out yet, I'm going to. It's just a matter of time before you go. But I get something for nothing. I get God's love. He loves me. However, he doesn't have any free chickens for me. My chickens aren't for free. What are your chickens? Everybody wants to know, what's the chicken? Your chicken is your blessing. Your chicken is the blessing that God has for you. And I'm here to show you today that not only is it not free, God has created a strategy for you to be blessed. If you're not walking in the blessing today, I'm going to talk to you. It's going to hurt a little bit. But I'm telling you the truth.
Let's look at the first scripture. You see, here's one of our problems. We think we love Jesus. We think we love God. We tell ourselves we love God. But you don't love God. God said, if you love me, if, it's not a given, it's a given that he loves you. You can be outside of Christ, he loves you. You could be inside of Christ, he loves you. That's a given, that's a done thing. That's his character, that's who he is. He loves you. That's not your character. If that was your character, he wouldn't have to put this verse in the Bible. But he put it in there. He said, Sally, if you love me, keep my commands. What's he saying? If you love me, do what I tell you to do. You see, this is going to get a little deep for some of you. If you don't keep your command, his commands, you do not love God. Why do I preach? Because I love God. I love God more than I love myself. If I loved myself more than I love God, I'd be out on the boat with Rick today. We'd be fishing. I'd be in Tahiti. I'd be in Hawaii. I told my wife the other day, why do we do this? We could be in Hawaii with matching his and hers Maseratis. Yeah. Oh, I know why I love God. I know why I'm going to do what God calls me to do. I'm going to do what God tells me to do. I'm going to follow all of his commands because I love him. Next scripture. Whoever has my commands and keep them is the one who loves me. I hear this all the time. You know, I'm struggling with sin, and I got this same sin, and I can't get it off of me. You know, every so often, it comes back and it gets me again. Stop worrying about the sin. Start loving God. You see, when you love God, there's nothing you can do to hurt him. You see, if a man loves a woman, listen to me. If a man loves a woman and another woman comes right on in and says, hey, baby, a man will wave that off if he loves the woman. He'll wave that off. If he doesn't wave it off, it's because he doesn't love her. You see, if you love somebody, you're not going to harm them. Whoever has my commands and keep them is the one who loves me. It does not say, whoever declares they love me, loves me. Whoever comes to church on Sunday, they're the ones that love me. If you want to walk in the blessing, you better check yourself. The first thing you need to understand is, do you really love God? Because it wasn't till I started loving him that I began to do what was right. You see, I went to church for years. I was an elder in the church. I was a deacon in the church. I helped run the church. But my money was more important than God. Why? I hadn't learned to love him. When I loved God, all of a sudden, oh, whatever you need, God.
my wife tagged along with me to the gold show. Oh, I got a lot of witnesses. I had about 8 guys with me, men and women. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of her little eye on our way out of the show, I was 3 minutes from clear. She catches out of the peripheral vision of her eye a diamond cross. Not a diamond cross, it had 11 diamonds. Not the little bitty ones that you can't hardly see unless the light's just right. It was, you could see them in the dark. And I'm at the other aisle, you know. I don't want to be part of that. And she looks at me, and I got a great poker face. And we leave the show. We get out in the hallway. I thought I was good. And then she looked over at me and said, "Well, honey, I think I want that cross." We were in the... Now, you think I'm in the clear because I don't have the money for this cross. You understand? It's the end of the show. I've spent all my money. Watch who you hang out with. They will hurt you. Pastor Brett, Pastor Jim, they all start reaching for their wallets. Cash started flying out of their wallets. And I knew I was done. No, listen to me. It was not an issue. Because what do I love more? If you love God, if you love God, you cannot continue the sin without it tearing you apart. Had I left the show, now please understand this is within my realm of ability. To buy this. I may not have had any more money on me, but I still had more money. I did not go into debt. Well, just for a short time. I still owe Jim a couple bucks. If you love God, you cannot wallow in the same sin. You're lying to yourself. Because I love God, there are things I had to take out of my life. Hatred had to go. One of the self-proclaimed greatest haters of the world was me. And it didn't matter to me who you were. I hated everybody. Yes, I hated the black man, but I hated the white man too. Hated the Puerto Rican especially. I did. And I'm going to tell you the truth. God has put a Puerto Rican by my side my entire life. I cannot get away from it. See, it was the Puerto Ricans that bullied me when I was a kid. So they were at the top of the list. But God gave me a love for everybody. Because I love God, I can love you. If I don't love God, I cannot love you. I only pretend. I haven't got through the scripture yet, have I? Oh, I feel a part 2 coming on. The The one who loves me, this is Jesus talking. The one that loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love them. And, watch out for this and, because people talk about God not being manifested in their life. Listen, God to me is on this stage. I'm tiring him out walking back and forth. Everywhere I walk, Jesus, Holy Spirit, God is with me. You think it's an invisible situation. I see him. He's that real to me. Why is he real to me like that? Why can I have conversations with him as if I'm talking to you? Because God said, if I love him, he will love me. The Father will love me. And I will show myself to Bishop. So I see him. He has shown himself to me. I can have a conversation all day long with God. Sometimes I don't like them. He tells me to do stuff I don't want to do. And then I have to remember that's you who don't want to do it. That's you who doesn't want to do it. But wait a minute, I love God. Now I have the ability to do it. All right, so what happened? What made me so mad? As I was driving to church on Wednesday, Marjorie was driving to church on Wednesday, and we have a rule when Marjorie drives. I have to listen to the Christian music. Message. Yes, Marjorie will not. The driver has full control of the radio in the Nichols car. Okay, if you're driving, the radio's yours. Don't turn up the volume. Don't turn down the volume. Do not change the channel. It belongs to the driver. So normally that's okay, and we're listening. I like to listen to the message station. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't always listen to the message station. Sometimes I listen to the country station. I said it softly so they wouldn't. It would blow your mind if you went and saw my CD collection, which is predominantly country. Pastor Jim called me before we opened up the church, and he said, I'm a musician. I said, what kind of musician are you? He said, country. Can you play anything else? We're not going to be a country church. We're going to be a modern church. Out! So I'm driving to the church, and it comes on the radio. Here it comes. Now, mind you, I'm in my seat. I'm happy. All is going well. I'm excited. I'm coming to WFM. Going to be a good message. All is good. And the confusion comes across the radio. And the announcer said, blessings are not contingent upon anything you do. You're blessed because of God's love for you. Now, Pastor Donna has said some very dumb things to me in the past. And there's been times I've looked at her and said, Donna, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This beats that. This is the new dumbest thing I have ever heard. Now think about it for just a second. Blessings have nothing to do with you and only God. then why don't we all have Maseratis? Why don't we all live in the mansion? Why aren't all of us employed? Why aren't all of us with big bank accounts? You're telling me I don't have to do anything to be blessed by God? No, I don't have to do anything to be loved by God. That's a fact. In the movie last night that we watched, great message of God's love, all the pastors were living out the rumors that are against us. They were drunk. The pastor who spoke was an alcoholic, a chain smoker, you name it. And I said to myself, yes, God loves you, but you don't love God. Yes, God loves you. And yes, he's going to pick you back up. And yes, he's going to clean off your dirty knees. And yes, he'll restore you to the pulpit. And yes, he has a word because he's called you to speak to the people. You see, I can preach and not love God. You can come to church and not love God. God may have loved him, he didn't love God enough to keep his commandments. I know how to be blessed because I have a strategy for it. I know how to make the words of the Bible come alive. I'll take you down the journey of how to be blessed. I hope you could admit to yourself, not to me, whether you're living in the blessing or you're not. Let's begin with the first scripture. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Oh, I forgot about that one. I was confused. Next one. "Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching." This is a continuation from the other scriptures. "These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." Just as Jesus says, I'm not responsible for what I'm telling you the same thing. These words are not from me. They're from my Father who told me to speak them to you this week. If you don't love God, you're not going to obey. You're going to go right back into that same sin that's held you captive for years. That makes some people mad because they think they love God. It's just not what the Bible says. I want to start at the next scripture. There we go. Here we go. I'm ready now. Everything else was for free. I'm not even counting it. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says this, "And God is able." That's the first thing we have to understand. He's able to do it. He's able to bless me abundantly. Does somebody know what abundantly means? That doesn't mean I got to scrape the bottom of the pot to get by. That doesn't mean I got to borrow from Peter to pay Paul to get by. That doesn't mean that if I count out my money, I have just enough to pay my rent. God is able to bless you abundantly But can I tell you something? It's for a reason. It's for a reason. He's not going to bless me abundantly so that I have more. I don't need more. I do not need more than I need. Right? If I can eat every day, I have a roof over my head, I don't need any more. But yet God said, I want to give you more. I'm able. I have the ability to give you more than what you're actually going to need. So that in all things, when, God? At all times. There was a need in the church this week. And this scripture became alive. He said, God is able to bless me abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that I need, I can abound in every good work. I can do something about a crisis. I can do something about a situation. And I didn't think twice about whether I needed to protect my money or handle the situation. So I went out and I handled the situation. Because I'm blessed. I'm blessed abundantly. I know why I'm blessed. I'm blessed so that at all times, having all that I need, having more than enough, I can help out one of God's loved ones. That's why he blessed me. Maybe you're not blessed. Maybe you don't understand that you're blessed to help somebody else. I handled that need and gave glory to God. Now, I'm not responsible to handle all the needs of all the people, but I am responsible to handle the ones he tells me to. And every now and then, he'll give me a big one. I got to think about that one. I don't really want to do that. And then God says, you're starting to love yourself a little bit too much. You're starting to focus in the wrong area. You're starting to forget about everything that you have. Would you like more? Because I'll give you more. Oh, I can give you more. You want another house? I'll give you another house. God's not going to withhold anything from me because I understand his word and I live it. And I'll write the check. God tells me to write the check. I promise you I'll write the check. Some of you know the story. I have a set of twins. I showed them to you at the financial seminar. I brought them out of hiding. No, you do not know where they are. No, you will not find them. I'm confident of that. God's protection's on them on top of that. And God said to me one day, sell the twins. Will you sell the twins? Because that man needs a church over there and I want you to give it to him. What would you do if God asked you to give away $50,000? Some of you would have a problem. Now,
please understand, God will never ask you to give what you do not have. I would like to tell you I made it halfway through, but I'm like on the second line. There's a part two. Because I have to teach you to walk in the blessing. I said, God, I will sell the twins and give that man a down payment for his new church. And God said to me, get out of there. Go, move. I want you over here now. But what about that building and what about that ministry and what about... No, it's not what I want. I passed the test. I was willing to do what God wanted me to do so that I could walk in the blessing. Sometimes you don't have to do it, you just have to be willing to do it. And so God made it clear he didn't want me to buy somebody else a building, he wanted me to buy my own building. And so we did, only this time. And when we bought the building and we were remodeling it, they said to me, what is your budget? I said, I don't care, whatever it is. Whatever it costs, I'll do it. And they were watching the bills come in. It was, you know, $7,000 for chairs and $4,000 for carpet. And it was $4,000 for paint. And it was $20,000 for a tractor. And I was writing checks every day. And the startup cost for the church was $150,000. Not buying the building, that's furnishing it. That's putting lights in, that's putting projectors in, that's putting speakers in, that's putting chairs in, that's painting it, that's $150,000. I don't say this to brag to you. I say this to tell you this scripture is true. I was blessed abundantly so that in the time that was needed, I had enough. And God said, you can keep the twins. I still have them 5 years later. You see, when it becomes about self, you will never be blessed. You are walking in the curse if it's about self. I know you think you have to protect your money, but you don't. God will do it for you. God protected my twins because of the abundance that he has promised me. I have to close. Whew. I thought I'd at least get halfway. I have a lot to tell you about being blessed. I have a lot to explain to you. I want to give you the strategy, step by step, place by place, in which you can be blessed more than you can ever imagine. I've been blessed more than I can ever imagine. I could have never wrote it out. But I have the strategy. You see, I study the Word. I study the Bible. You see, I did it my way. My way was work 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, and make as much money as I can. And that old devil took all that money. Didn't let me have none of it. At the end of the week, at the end of the month, there was still more month left than there was money. I've lived that life. I've lived the life of lack. I've lived the life of almost enough. And if I don't pay this guy this month, I can pay this one next month. And anybody ever send the electric payment to the phone company? And I'll buy you 3-4 days.
They're sympathetic. Well, I meant this. I
don't want you to live like that. I want you to live under the blessing. Prayer warriors, come up. I've got to close. Take my nephew out to lunch. Because at all times, having all that I need, I can abound in every good work. I didn't even have to check my wallet when I asked him. I want you to think about today as we close. Think about whether you walk in the blessing or the curse. Or if you want to be blessed more than you are. Okay? Everybody has a degree of blessing on them. But it can increase. So here's your chance to come up today and ask God to show you whether you're under the curse or the blessing, and to increase your blessing. Let him open your heart up. Pray for him to open your heart up that you can get this message that I'm about to give to you. And come back next week. Don't miss this one. This one's important. Amen. I love you. I'll see you next week.